All right, welcome to Preaching to Myself podcast with Shaylin Crystal. I am your girl, Shaylin Crystal, also of shaylincrystal.com. If you don't know, we have shirts as the shirt I'm wearing. If you don't see the visual, you can use, there's a link on YouTube. Well, the video will be on YouTube at Shaylin Crystal. The shirt I'm wearing today is Confident I Am, coming from the verse Psalms 27:3. So that's my little plug. All right, so this is our second podcast, y'all. So today, I want to come from the topic, lessons of failure. So I'm going to share a little story. When I first started out in makeup, I want to say this was back in like 2011, right? And as you know, it's 2024 now. Okay, we're not going to count the years. But anywho, stay focused. So when I first started out, there was a lady from my church who had seen my makeup and was like, hey, I have a friend who's getting married. You know, let's try a bridal run through. Now, this is the first time I've ever done anything bridal, any kind of trial of any nature. This is my first time doing anything bridal. So nervous, but I'm like, I'm still going to show up. There was part of me that was like, no, don't do it. But I still went. I drove to the friends from church house, met with the lady. We started talking about what she wanted for her bridal. Now, let's preference this. It's early on in my makeup journey, professional makeup journey, where I'm doing makeup not just for myself, but for other people and productions and stuff. So this is early on. So with that being said, I did not have a lot of professional products, baby. This was drugstore. Now, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with a drugstore, right? But I'm also was new to like mixing stuff, trying stuff, and things of that nature. So with that being said, we started the process. Now, my skin type is maybe like a dry combination. And I say that because for my skin, it's normally dry, especially in the winter, but even in the summer. And it's not oily, but I sweat on my face. I don't sweat anywhere else but my face and my back. So it's a different, I know how to work with my skin. And so this is the day that I learned makeup is more than just makeup. You have to know the skin. This young lady's skin was very oily and she had large pores. Yeah. So I started putting on the eyeshadow like I normally do with my base to like even out the skin tone of her, you know, with the concealer to even out the primer for her eyes. So started with the eyes. The way the makeup was slipping off of her face. As I'm doing her makeup, I wanted to cry. But I kept going. I didn't stop. I didn't give up. I just kept going. I'm here, you know, at this person's house who knows me. You know, it's not just me doing makeup. This is now, you know, this person probably has hyped me up for us to have this appointment. To see that the trial run, if I was going to do her makeup for her wedding. Because word of mouth, this is a sidebar, word of mouth is a really good advertisement. Okay, so you know. So we're doing the makeup. The shades that I'm using are not her shades. They don't look right. And we can say different reasons. I had the wrong shade. We could say the product wasn't really made for melanin skin, for what I was trying to do. We could say a lot of things, but it just did not work. I think of the whole thing, the thing that I take from it is her eyebrows were on point. Okay. I'm going to come closer. I am an eyebrow girl. Okay. I can slay some eyebrows where there is no eyebrows. I can create eyebrows. Sidebar. So I do her makeup. I keep doing her makeup. I keep adding more makeup to it because I'm like, if I add more, somehow it will fix what I'm doing or not doing. Baby, we did it. She was very polite. She was like, oh, okay. She gave me the, oh, okay. She was very sweet about it. And we chit chat for a second, talked about things that she liked and things she would probably want to do different. And then she told me she'll let me know. Now, baby, when I left out that area, that house, I knew, excuse me, I knew her letting me know had already been decided. Okay. Y'all, that was the worst makeup I had ever done until this day have ever did in my life. I was embarrassed. I felt ashamed. I was like, I'm a failure. I felt that. I remember leaving the house, driving in my 1998 Blazer. That was this bronzy color to paint the picture. And I'm going down the streets, heading back home. And I'm like, wow, you really jacked that up, girl. And so, knowing that I did not do a great job, knowing that that probably to this day is the worst makeup I've ever done, I felt like a failure. I remember making a Facebook status of like, yeah, I failed. That was a failure. And people was like, send all this stuff. And I'm like, yeah, that was horrible. After that, I remember feeling so and as if like, am I supposed to be doing this? I'm not gonna do makeup for anybody else, right? I'm just gonna do makeup for myself. We're not, right? So I share that story with you because, as you can tell, if you don't know, I am a makeup artist still to this day. So the story doesn't end at that one failure. So the purpose of this episode is we want to focus on failure. We want to focus on how society sees failure. And I want to share with you how you should embrace failure and learn from it. I think it's very important to lean into failure so that you can see the lesson. The issue is, even in that moment, I was so quick to be like, oh no, this is a failure. I left there in my mind. I had all the irrational thoughts of, I'm never going to do this. I'm never going to do that. And I for a minute of the idea of doing makeup again. There are a lot of things that we need to like lean into failure of not saying, well, I can't do this because A, B, C, D is going to go wrong. For me with makeup, I can't do it because I'm going to have another time like this, or it's going to be another time like that, and vice versa. And it was always these times with failures, like when we're challenged with an obstacle or doing something that we haven't done before, that's new, that may be uncomfortable, we tell ourselves, what if I fail? What if this goes wrong? What if it's not good enough? What if everyone laughs at me? What if it's a disaster? What if you succeed? What if you try that thing and it actually goes real? What if you succeed? What if you succeed? But guess what? What if it doesn't go right? What if it doesn't, if you don't get it right the first time? The problem is we feel that if it doesn't go right the first time, then we have to give up, right? That we have fallen short, that we are a failure and we lack success in all of our life, right? That we're not able to function correctly. So let's just talk about what failure is. They say failure is the lack of success. They say it's the action or the state of not functioning or that you're falling short. That's what failure is. And there are different types of failure. So failure can be a major setback, right? Something that alters your life, something that is devastating, something that has major life altering factors from it. Sometimes it's a mild setback, right? And so let's give an example of that. So I feel like a mild setback could be you're in school and you fail a class. You fail that one class. You can take it again the next semester, but you may feel like a failure. And for me, that's a minor setback because I get to take it again, right? And I'm preaching to myself because I have failed some classes and have had to take them again and again. But we're not here to talk about that. So the other thing, when you think about major life-altering failures or things that don't go right, the major life ones could be a loss in an investment, right? That's a loss of a great amount of money. That's life-altering. That means your standard of living is going to change significantly. That could be losing a job. That could be not getting a job. That could be not getting the promotion. You will feel like a failure a lot of times after those events. And it is a major change to how your life goes from day to day. And so those are the two different types of failures because they have two different types of effect on your life. Now, society often make us feel that failure is a character attribute. Instead of us seeing it as just a natural part of life, the thing about, I think sometimes we have this extra pressure on ourselves, is we take failure as being like, this is who I am. I will always fail. Nothing will go right. Instead of saying, this is a moment in life. Life is full of good and bad. This is a not so good moment. And it doesn't define me as a person. But sometimes what society shows us is like, you fail. That's who you as a person are. Compared to that's just a moment in your existence. Whether it's a mild setback or a life-altering moment, we can all agree failure has an impact on our emotions. We may feel like a disappointment. We may feel shame, guilt, less than, inadequate. We may feel that everybody who said you couldn't do it was right. You know them people when you say, hey, I have this idea. I'm going to do this. And they're like, no, that's too much. You're not going to do that correctly. No, you're going to be a failure. And if you actually fail in that thing, guess what? You might feel like, you know what? They're right. I'm not going to try again. But that's neither here nor there. And another thing, emotion that comes from failure is rejection. Baby, feeling rejected from your dream. When I had that makeup consultation for the bridal, baby, I feel like the makeup industry, like I was rejected from it. Like I felt like a fraud. Oh, I'm coming with my makeup all together and I could not give the results that she probably was helping. Like, because yes, I came with my makeup done. And if you're seeing the visual, you can see my makeup is done. A little light something today with the red lips and the eyebrows, you know, a little lash layer. But me showing up with my makeup done and ready and then not able to deliver the same, I felt like I felt rejection. Like, am I supposed to be doing this? Like, the beauty industry don't want me in this lane. Like, let's go back to hair. You know what I'm saying? Maybe some nails. Like, but makeup was not my thing. That's what I felt in that moment. That's the emotion, right? So we have to learn how to cope with our feelings of rejection. And I am a big believer of you have to acknowledge them. Like, I cannot pretend as if my feelings are not feeling. Sidebar, one thing you're going to learn about me on this podcast, sometimes I make up words because that is the only way That is the only way I'm able to express myself. So here we are. Sometimes the feelings are feeling-ing. All right, that's too much. All right. And I have to acknowledge them. I have to call a spade a spade. I don't know if you have ever heard that term before, but I have to call a spade with my feelings. And that is saying, you know what? Be honest. I do feel embarrassed. I do feel like I am inadequate. I do feel sad. I am worried that what I thought the goal was and my passion was is in question and it's not going to be that, right? I have to acknowledge that, you know what? I am a little disappointed in myself. I have to acknowledge that I really wanted to do so much better. And the fact that I didn't, I don't even know if I want to try again. I have to acknowledge that emotionally, this makes me feel down. Emotionally, I feel like I just feel like a fraud and I feel shameful and I feel guilty and I feel worried and I feel unworthy and I feel unworthy. That's a big one. And I feel unworthy. That is a big one. I feel less than. So we have to take the moment to acknowledge our emotions. And even with acknowledging our emotions, we have to acknowledge the irrational beliefs and thoughts that I have. Which, going back to the story, is I'm being rejected from makeup. I'm being rejected from that lane of the beauty industry. I'm just a total failure. Anything I touch, I can't touch a brush again because this was horrible. No one who does makeup has ever, you know, had a makeup session this bad. And, you know, no one has ever experienced anything like this. This is me. I am the problem. I am the failure. And this is where in moments we take failure to be a character attribute compared to just a natural moment. So we have to acknowledge those irrational beliefs and thoughts that come from the process of failing, right? We have to acknowledge them. And when we acknowledge them, it's not saying that I believe them, like, or that I receive them. It's like I have to acknowledge some things and speak them so I can release it into the air and let it go. No, I'm not going to repeat these things in a mirror as if it's an affirmation. No, that is not what I'm saying. We're not repeating these things in the mirror as if it's an affirmation. Absolutely not. Because what it is not is that, right? And then it also goes in term of us saying to ourselves, you know, like I said, I'm a failure. I will never get anything right. I am the problem. It will never happen for me. I am defective. I am not complete. I can't complete a thing. Why? Because somebody has told me in the past, oh, you took this break. You didn't do it the way that they outlined for it to be done. Oh, you're never going to complete that thing. And I have to release these things. I have to acknowledge that this is irrational, that this is what I am thinking, and that in reality, it makes no sense, right? So when I release those thoughts, when I release those beliefs, it's because I don't need to hold on to that. For me, when I let stuff fester on the inside, because I don't want to speak them, right? Sometimes we get into those things of like, you know, you are what you speak and what you say, da 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 da. But I also believe there's those things of saying what it is to let it go. Because if I hold it inside, even though I'm not speaking it, I am thinking it. And if I keep thinking it and I keep repeating it to myself in my head, y'all, that is worse. Okay, for me personally, that is worse than me seeing that thing in the mirror. That's worse than me seeing not great affirmation or not positive affirmation that I am a failure, right? Because even though I may not say it to myself, right, and you think life and death is in the power of the tongue, so you think if I'm speaking this and I'm killing all my hopes and dreams, if I kill them in my mind first by just holding on to that negative stuff, it don't matter what I say. because in my mental, my mind, it's already dead. Like, I already killed that. I already killed that passion. Mm-mm. So if I say the thing and remind myself, this is irrational. I know this makes no sense. I need to release this thing. Then I have a better step of moving forward and analyzing this thing and learning, like, what's the lesson in this failure? Where can I take accountability, right? So we have to release those irrational beliefs, because if we do not, we will feel inadequate, which will lead to you feeling paralyzed in whatever the field is, right? Paralyzed from trying, paralyzed from doing it again, paralyzed from dreaming, paralyzed from challenging ourselves. Oh, sidebar. One thing about failure that I want you to know, and it may be in my notes later, but I'm going to say it again. One thing about failure that I think is a beautiful thing, and it definitely is in my notes for later, but I'm going to say it now, is that you fail sometimes, and you have to, because it's a reminder that you are challenging yourself and you're not just taking the easy way out. But I digress. Let's get back to my notes and the way it's outlined, because I will go on a tangent, but anyhow. So we have to understand, like, you know what? It wasn't 100% successful, and I'm not 100% successful, right? And I would never be irrational beliefs have to let go. So after we acknowledge our emotions, after we acknowledge and release our irrational beliefs, then we have to replace them with developing realistic beliefs. And so what that means is, okay, so I release this bad stuff. Now there's an empty space. And so what am I going to fill with that empty space? Am I going to allow it to be empty to just rebuild more irrational beliefs? Or am I going to develop something that's more realistic, right? And it can be, okay, you know, I failed this time. And like I said earlier, it's just a reminder that I am challenging myself. You know what? I can handle trying this again, right? Another new development, a new thought, a new belief is, this is just a moment. This does not define me. Yes, I can acknowledge that it's uncomfortable, but it's a part of my journey. I have to keep going, because in the end goal is more important. So these are things that we have to replace our irrational beliefs, those things that literally make no sense, that we just go over the top in our thoughts and just go, like, so far over the side to the deep end. And we have to replace those with these new beliefs. The whole thing about this process that I want to highlight and I want to mention, and I want you to understand, I will say it time after time on this podcast, is the intentionality behind this process. These things are not just going to happen. Really? The releasing the emotion, or the acknowledging your emotion, the releasing the irrational thought to develop something new, you have to be so intentional about it. Because if you're not, guess what? You're going to just stay in that negative hole of, I'm a failure, and that's it. You're going to stay in those irrational beliefs. You're going to let them fester in your head and build mountains from an ant molehill, whatever it's called. And next thing you know, you have Mount Everest of irrational beliefs, and you ain't doing nothing. And yes, I said ain't. You ain't doing nothing with your life. You're stagnant. You're paralyzed. So you have to be very intentional on this journey. Some other new beliefs is, what matters is, I need to keep going. This does not define me. It does not matter what it looks like to others. You know what? I'm going to take that course again. You know what? I didn't do great on that last consultation for makeup, but I'm going to do another one and I'm going to keep trying. And with that situation for me personally, I had to look at what could I have done differently. And that goes into our next point of appropriate levels of responsibility. And I want you to understand the important word is appropriate. Sometimes people take, they're overzealous with taking responsibility. Like, oh, it's my fault. I didn't have the right product. I didn't this. And then like you pile on all that guilt and it doesn't really help anything at all. So appropriate level of responsibility is, did I prepare appropriately? Did I do this the best way I knew how? Did I trust my gut instinct when it said to do something different to prepare outside of my norm? Did I give my greatest effort? Was I well rested? How was my well-being? How was my nutrition? Did I take all my vitamins and medication? Taking responsibility over the things that are in your power and reexamining them can help you in this process of learning from your failure. So going back to my example with the makeup, I had to think like preparing for the consultation, did I ask the appropriate questions of what the skin type was? Did I do research? No, I didn't ask of like, hey, you know, can I get a picture of the face so I can be prepared? And, you know, natural light, you know, can I get a picture of, you know, I don't know if you recently have gone to a tropical island and you might got a nice little summer tan. Can I see what your skin looks like without it? Like, did I do my proper research before this appointment? Absolutely not. Baby, I was too nervous, too worried about being nervous to even get out my own way. And so with that, I had to figure out from this experience, what are and what was my takeaways? You know, did I need more time to prepare? You know, I had to figure out, you know what? What I realize is I can actually try to do brighter. What I realize is that doing makeup on someone else, I enjoyed it, even though it didn't go great. There were still moments of me like, ooh, okay, the eyebrow, you know, that thing was thangin', okay? But I accept that. I receive that. You know what? What I realize is that I need to just learn a little bit more about different skin types outside of my own. I had to take that experience and figure out what are the lessons from it. So what are lessons from your failure? What is it that you know you could have done differently? What was that thing that your stomach, your gut, the Holy Spirit, whatever it is that you believe told you to do differently, but you second-guessed yourself? What was the lesson from your failure? What could you have done differently? Who could you have not listened to? How could you have listened to yourself more? And then the other thing is that I take from it is I can handle it. I can adapt. I am more flexible from that experience. Sometimes when you always get it right, you don't really know how to handle getting it wrong. So for me, I was always used to doing my makeup and getting it like, yes, that is, you know, getting the compliments. So now I know I am adaptable to giving the best that I could give in that moment and still being okay. Learning and figuring out that this moment is just a stepping stone. that it is preparing me for future challenges, and that if I can just fail forward. I don't know if you guys know who Les Brown is, but he's pretty amazing. Les Brown said, if I'm a fail and I'm going to fall, at least let me land on my back. Because if I land on my back, I can look up. And if I can look up, that means I can get up and keep going. Because when I think about that, if I land on my back, I'm looking to the sky. That's a beautiful view. Like, have you ever just laid? So sidebar. Have you ever just laid in the grass and just looked at the sky when it's like cloudy, sunny, or whatever? And it's so beautiful. Compared to if I fall on my face, all I'm seeing is darkness. So when I reframe failure, it's like the value is different. It makes me stronger. It gives me more experience. So now I tried this new thing, which was bridal consulting, that I never did before. It gave me experience. It made me become stronger. It made me more resilient against not getting everything perfect and right. It made me a lot more fearless and a lot more fierce. See, I learned how to embrace when I get it wrong, that it's a chance for me to learn, and it builds that muscle of resistance. So here, picture this. I'm not a gym person. I'm not a gym rat. But I'm going to use going to the gym. So let's say you go to the gym. All right, this is your first time going. You've been there. And your goal, it might have been irrational, is I'm going to bench press 250 pounds, right? And you try. You get that bar. You hold, you like trying to push it. You got your spotters. I think that's what it's called. And you start with 50, you start with 100, and then you just jump to 250. And no matter how much you grunt, no matter how much you strain, you cannot get it. So what do? Do you say, you know what? I didn't get that. I'm never going to try again. I'm a failure. I would never be able to bench press 250. I am irrational with my thinking, and I just give up. I'll never do it again. I'm paralyzed. I am a failure. I am weak. I am not like the people around me. Is that what you do? Because if it is, I need you to stop it. Because if we analyze this thing, huh? How long have you been preparing to bench press 250? Huh? Pre-workout powder? Did you have your vitamins, your nutrition? How were you preparing for this moment? Was it irrational and unrealistic to try to go from 0 to 100? In some instance, don't get me wrong, I know people who can do it. But like, so what are you going to do from this? Are you going to keep trying? Are you going to start back from the beginning? Okay, let's do this 50. Let's do this 50 a couple times. Let's see how it is to bench press 100 a couple times. How many times can I do that? Let me build this muscle. You want to go in and straight have this muscle of I can do this, I can do that, but you're not building it. You have to build your muscle of resistance. You have to build that muscle to make you stronger. And that's where failure comes into play. Because guess what? If you never failed at something, how many times are you going to try to do it? If you could always just go and do whatever that thing is perfectly and never have a misstep, never have a defect or anything, how realistic is it that you're going to actually practice this thing? No, you're going to be the ish and just show up to the Olympics thinking you're about to get a gold medal and you ain't never did anything to practice. No, sometimes you got to fall short. You got to fail. It's a part of life. We already said that. But here's the thing about the people at the gym. The thing I did with the makeup is I kept going. Baby, when I tell you I kept practicing from myself, from others, baby, I was doing plays, dealing with fast changes, different skin types. I was prepared. I had to teach myself and I had to learn about different skin types, what works for this kind of skin. And this is just not about color, right? We're talking about texture. We're talking about course, we're talking about different things. How this oil type or oily skin responds to this product, how this is not a great. I had to learn. I had to build my makeup muscle. Can I call it a makeup muscle? Well, I'm going to call it a makeup muscle. I had to build my makeup muscle, okay, so that I could get better. And here's the craziest thing. Even like if we want to talk about how life works, even my own personal skin has changed. And I had to figure out how to work with it. My summer skin compared to my winter skin, compared to the environment, huh? You have a wedding, it's stressful. It could be hot, it could be cool. It's like I'm able to work with all these different variants of life that has to throw at me, right? You have to keep going. So we're going to wrap this up. But I want to say to you, with your business, with your relationship, with your friendship, with your familyship, whatever it is, you have to keep going. Even if you feel like, you know what, I did not do this right. You know what, I made a mistake here. The lesson in it is to keep going. What can you do differently the next time? Baby, take away embarrassment. If you try to hide from embarrassment, it's going to find you. So basically, if you decide to be intentional about focusing on the lesson, what you can learn, what your takeaway is, what you can do differently in failure, you will become the most successful person in the world. Baby, I know that if you ain't heard about Walt Disney and their failures, if you ain't heard about Oprah and all the no's that she got, it's a part of life. So what you gonna do about it? Are you gonna let it control you and stop you? Are you gonna let it take the best of you? Are you going to thrive in it? What are you gonna do with failure? So let's talk about a couple of failures real quick. Did you know that Albert Einstein had the label of mentally slow put on his permanent school record? That man was a genius. Had he let that, could be air quote, failure stop him, he never would have became who he is today. Did you know that Michael Jordan was cut from his high school team? Huh? Walt Disney was fired from his job at a newspaper early in his career, that they said he lacked imagination. Walt Disney. Did you know that Steven Spielberg was rejected from film school 3 times? What else? Look, failure is a part of life. Do you know that Colonel Sanders of the KFC, right, was rejected over 1,000 times before finding a franchise partner? How bad do you want it? I'm here to say, listen, find as many lessons and learn from failure, baby. I ain't gonna tell the details, but if you only knew how I'm recently dealing with failure, feeling rejected, feeling ashamed, embarrassed by some recent actions in my life, but I'm gonna learn from them because I have to take responsibility. I have to take appropriate responsibility of the part that I played. Will I acknowledge that the part that I wish others had did differently? Yeah, I ain't gonna dwell upon it, but I'm gonna keep on going. So these are famous failures. Baby, you are not alone. I'm trying to fail with the greatest. Oprah was fired from her first job as a television news anchor. Make it make sense. Make it make sense. Henry Ford went bankrupt before starting the Ford Motor Company. What else? Do you know that Dr. Seuss, he had wrote his first book in to think I saw it on Mulberry Street. Sorry. It was rejected 28 separate times. You have to fail to success. And listen, and this goes totally with preaching to myself, the whole thing with this. Baby, I am preaching to myself. So I take that makeup failure and I am failing to success. I messed that up. Can I be honest? Are there things that I personally feel like I have failed at along this makeup journey? Absolutely. But have I taken every single one and said, hey, I don't like this. I feel embarrassed. I feel like a failure. Baby, even when a client don't know, they are so happy. But I'm like, you know what? I acknowledge it. Baby, we ain't got no irrational. I can surpass the irrational beliefs, right? They don't always apply. I went straight past and like, what can I learn? Okay, I can use this product. Okay, do this differently. With this type of eye, I have to hold it this way to get the liner correct. If not, maybe the liner gonna be everywhere, especially if it's liquid. So I had to take the time. Everything I'm telling you today, I had to reframe my failure. I had to get the lesson from failing. So what are you going to do with your failure? Are you going to woe is me and not go nowhere? And guess what? There are some of you out there. Baby, you can take it how you want. That's what's going to happen. And guess, here's another thing. If I fail in this one thing, it sometimes could be that thing is not me. And I fail at things when I try to avoid the thing that I really need to do. But that's all for another ballgame. We ain't here for that. So today, this is about learning your lessons from failure and reframing failure. We're not allowing failure to be the last thing. We're going to fail forward. Maybe if we have to fall on our back so we can look up like Les Brown, that's what we're going to do. So let's just recap real quick. I feel like a pastor when they be like in closing and they say like four times before they actually close and they be like 2 hours later, but we're not doing that. Anywho. So what we have to do is we have to acknowledge the emotion behind the failure. Acknowledge how you're feeling and say this is what it is, right? And then we have to release, we have to acknowledge and release the irrational beliefs. Let them go. Just because you mess up this one time don't mean you ain't never going to get it right. You will. We have to create new realistic thoughts. You know what? This happened, but I'm going to try again. You know what? This happened. I didn't like it, but you know what? I'm going to keep going. You know what? I'm going to get it right the next time. I'm going to try again. And the next time I'm going to pass that class, my next bridal client I get, I'm going to nail it, baby. And when I tell you let me be honest. I had avoided bridal consultations for a long time, baby. But when I tell you I have done like, I think 4 or 5 weddings since then and killed it. And if we ain't going to hit a brag, because I don't suggest this. And I have done some weddings without consultations. Maybe I have put out doing the whole bridal party. Like, you get what I'm saying? I failed forward. So as much as that thing didn't go right, baby, and I never got that person, that's okay. I've gotten others because I kept going. I had to take appropriate responsibility. That's the next step. I took appropriate responsibility and I prepared for the next challenge. And I kept pivoting. I kept pivoting. I kept going. I reframed my failure from being failure to a lesson. And I learned. And I kept going. So in conclusion, learn your lesson from failure. Reframe your failure. It can be whatever it is that you want it to be. If you want failure to just be failure, fine. It's just failure, baby. Take it how you want. If you want failure just to be failure and that's it, baby, this podcast is not for you. Nice meeting you. Thank you for stopping by, because what we're going to do over here is preach to ourselves and get it together, baby. And I'm preaching to myself. And if we're going to be honest, sometimes we're failing from the actions that we are not taking. All right. I'm done, y'all. So I want to thank you for listening to Preaching to Myself podcast with Shaylin Crystal. I am your girl, Shaylin Crystal, shaylincrystal.com. And if you enjoyed my shirt and you saw the visual, Confident I Am, Psalms 27:3, you can go to shaylincrystal.com, shaylincrystal, and get this shirt and others there. Until next time, you guys have an amazing day. Love you.